to another episode of The Traveling Introvert. Today I want to talk about how to plan your week and why it's important. Sort of like looking at how to unlock your potential in a really good way. So let's talk about, first of all, Friday as your planning day. So there are some benefits to using Friday as a planning day. You get a chance to reflect on the past week's accomplishments and areas for improvement. You get to set goals, clear goals and priorities for the upcoming week. You give yourself a chance to unwind and recharge over the weekend. You get to brain dump everything out of your head on the Friday. So you have a clear head for Saturday and Sunday and can start Monday knowing exactly what you're going to do. So if you were going to do Friday, some effective strategies would be to carve out dedicated, uninterrupted time in your schedule to do this. Review ongoing projects and deadlines and prepare a comprehensive to-do list for the following week, as well as blocking out times the following week for you to do the really important work. But then, you know, some people want to plan on Sunday. So here are some advantages of using Sunday as a planning day. You're starting the new week with clarity and purpose. You can identify potential roadblocks and conflicts ahead of time. It will help create a sense of control and reduce your stress levels. And also you would have had the Saturday to decompress and to have a clear head and maybe sort of mull and think things through. So if you are the kind of person who wants to consider Sunday as a planning day, here are some useful tips that you can use. Find a quiet space conducive to reflection and strategizing. Review personal and professional commitments for the upcoming week and prioritize self-care activities beforehand and after to help maintain that work-life balance. Now, some of you might be thinking, oh, that's well and good, but I want to do my planning on Monday. So let's talk about Monday as a planning day. So first of all, the pros. You capitalize on some fresh energy going into the beginning of the work week. You can address some urgent matters that might have popped up over the weekend and sort of that might dictate where your week is going to end up. And it can help you align your goals and tasks with the coming week's objectives. And so some techniques that would be helpful and help you be effective for Monday planning would be start the day early. As early as you can to maximize productivity and that feeling of freshness and not getting bogged down in all the fires that might be starting to burn. Conduct a brief review of emails and messages received during the weekend. Hopefully you actually haven't received any, but we all know that might not be the case. So this is a really good time to do that. And then taking a look at your week and start setting realistic expectations and adjusting your plans and meetings and tasks accordingly. So these are just 3 days. Don't get me wrong. You could plan your week on a Wednesday, whatever way works for you. But what the most important thing is that you do plan. And your plan should take the following things into account, because this is about your personal preference and your personal work style. It's not what works for your boss. It's not what works for your sister. It's not what works for your dog. It's what works for you. So take a minute and sort of reflect on your energy levels throughout the week. Are you more energetic on a Friday, or do you just want to get out of there? Or are you more energetic on a Monday? Think about what that means to you. Consider any specific commitments or recurring meetings you might have on certain days. Do you have a stand-up meeting at 8 a.m. on a Monday morning? Then Monday planning might be a partial thing that you do. Maybe you do your bulk of your planning on the Friday and allow for adjustments. You spend 15 minutes making adjustments on the Monday after the stand-up meeting. And ideally, you want to identify a day which aligns best with your motivation and focus levels. So remember, finding the ideal planning day is about finding what works for you, your unique needs, preferences, and work. So why don't you take some time this week to experiment with different days or different ways and how it impacts your productivity, mindset, and overall well-being? That is something you could take the month of March to go ahead and do and see what works for you. And this will help you with your executive presence and being on top of everything and not feeling overwhelmed. So thank you for listening. This is Janice at thecareerintrovert.com helping you build your brand and get hired and get the value you deserve by helping you raise your visibility with your executive presence. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.